heater, keep my water hot. I turn the hot knob and the hot water comes out. I want to take a shower. The water should be hot, so the hot water heater goes to work
like
and
this.
Makes my shower nice. Oh yeah. Hot water
good
heater.
Tunes.
Making.
I got a
How did you get a microphone into my shower this morning, Gary?
I have my ways.
I gotta have my hot shower in the mornings. Or at the end of a long day when you're dirty, I've gotta go to bed clean. I'd rather go to bed clean, unair-conditioned, than in an air-conditioned environment where I'm sticky and sweaty and I've got crusted hair. Mm. All right, we've got Dan Yule from Sierra Vista, who wants to talk about tankless water heaters, which is what we were going to talk about this segment, the different types of water heater technology, water heater accessories. But we'll start off with the listener's question first. We're here to help you, the Arizona homeowner. Daniel, how may we help you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was calling about we got one of those tankless water heaters. It's the Rinnai brand. The shower closest to it, the water takes about probably pretty close to 2 minutes to get hot water there, and the one farthest away from it takes about like 30 seconds. I was just trying to figure out what's going on, or what do I need to do to look into that?
That's a good one. I'm not going to give you an answer on that probably. That's really good. The only thing I can really think of right off the top of my head is measure, just like the last caller, take a bucket and measure how much water is coming out of the shower head, because if you're getting if one of them is a water saver, and which we all need in Arizona, you know, 2 gallons or less, it may take a while to get that water through, while the one farther away may be 5 or 6 gallons a minute. And it feels great, but that would get the water there sooner. But if it's really a big difference in length, I don't know why. Now, they could have plumbed it a little different.
The apprentice's first.
Just because it's closer to the water heater doesn't mean that the pipe went straight from the water heater to that shower. It may have gone somewhere first, like to the kitchen. I don't know your layout. Could have gone over there, then back over to that bathroom for some reason. But that would be one thing you can check and see how many gallons per minute your shower head is putting out.
Gotcha. And at what point would it be not normal and that I need to consult with an expert?
So not normal in if it's too much or
yeah,
not enough.
Like how many gallons of cold water coming out is like not good.
Oh, you mean the waste of the water that you're doing? So you just, you time it out with a bucket and you say, okay, every time I want to use this shower, I have to waste 8 gallons before I get hot enough water, or 4 gallons or whatever that is. And that's a question for you. There are, recirc pumps you can put on, which will get the water to your shower faster, but that is also an expense because you're paying for electricity and you're heating water that then doesn't get used in the pipe. But we have one and we love it. I don't think my wife would live without one.
A recirc pump or a tankless water heater?
Both. She has a tankless and a recirc.
All right, so let's talk through
some of
those. I
like to test things, Romy, make sure it works for our customers.
You know, that's I use that at home all the time. You another hammer? Hey, new ergonomical design. I got to see how it swings. You gotta test it to know it. So let's back up a little bit. He had talked about the wastewater, and that's obviously all the water in the line from the water heater to the shower head that cools off from just sitting in an uninsulated line for a long period of time. A very diehard water conservationist and a listener to this program emailed in with their technique of filling up the bucket.
Yes.
That, you know, having a bucket filling up that cold water till the hot water gets there. And they don't have the water supply turned onto the toilet. They have it turned off and they use that water to fill up the tank of the toilet to use the toilet. So
there's a lot of things you can use that water for. It's just like saving water when you're washing vegetables or soaking pans, things like that. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of tips on saving water because it's just a matter of thinking about it differently.
I don't know if it ever got off the ground, but at the one of the hardware shows in Las Vegas, there was a woman out of California that invented, I think it's called the Epiphany shower head. Have y'all seen it? It's got a temperature gauge on it. So
when it gets to temperature, it shuts off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can turn it on hot, and as soon as it gets – so if you go brush your teeth or something while the shower runs, you're waiting. As soon as it gets hot, it shuts off. Then you go back in the shower and turn that back on, and then you take your shower.
Yeah. We've used them. I've tested them. I like them.
So that's another option. explain the recirc pump that you were talking about.
So there are recirc pumps that for tankless and for regular water heaters, and they will pump the water through the system to the farthest point in the house or whatever fixture is the most important for you, and then it will return. Now, sometimes there's a line built with the home or is put in afterwards that will take it directly back, or you use what's called a T, like under a sink, and it will push it back through the cold side until it gets hot, and then it shuts off, but that gets hot water to that fixture.
And so it's taking all the cold water from the hot water supply line that, you know, because it's – last time we used hot water was brushing our teeth to go to bed. We're 8 hours later getting ready for the morning. That water's very cold. It forces the cold water back into the cold water line?
Yeah, it just recirculates it through there, and then it goes back through the water heater. Then it's, as it gets hot, it then automatically shuts off.
And when you do it on an electric or gas water heater that's a tank, the pump is at the tank, and then the bypass valve is at the furthest or, like you said, most important water heating using faucet in your home.
Yeah, it's normally called a comfort system, and so there's a little T that you put in under the sink that hooks the hot and cold supplies together, and it has a valve inside there that allows water to go from the hot side through into the cold and back. And but when it gets to temperature, just like a radiator, it shuts off.
And is it still critical that you get one that has a timer on it?
Yes, it is, because you don't need that system running like all night long. So you can set it. Most people set it for like a certain 3 hours in the morning that they normally get up, and if they do shower at night every night, set it for a time that you're home using the water then. That way it's not running all the time.
Because that will run up your energy bill.
Yes.
When they first came out, I remember somebody put one on. I think it ran it up like $120 the first month, and then they were buying they then saw the value in investing another $30 to get the one that had the timer.
Yes.
So that's for traditional. Explain tankless and the challenges we have in retrofitting that. Financial challenge, I should say.
Sure. So tankless, compared to a tank, I say a 50-gallon water heater may take 40,000 BTUs, which is a measure of gas that it takes, whereas a tankless needs 200,000. But the tankless will use... It takes the same amount of energy to heat the water. The tankless just does it faster, so it needs that much energy provided in 5 minutes to heat the water, where the tank may take, an hour to heat that same amount of water. And so therefore you need a larger size to get that gas supply to the tank.
Or electric.
Yes. And same thing with electric. Yes. You need a much, much more electric to do that.
The gauge of copper wire needs to be bigger, the pipe. So immediately when we're going into the expense of a tankless water heater, they cost more than a traditional tank water heater, even though physical material is about, what, a sixth of a 50-gallon tank?
Yeah, but there is a lot of technology in a tank. If you ever open those up, it looks more like a computer than it does a water heater.
What's the cost difference? Is it 20% more, 50% more?
It's hard to say because there's so many different models, but, yeah, at least double.
And so we've got the additional cost of going to the newer technology. We need a bigger electric or gas line. And then to have a warranty, you also have to have water treatment equipment installed with it.
Yes, to keep the manufacturer's warranty, you have to have the hard water. Each manufacturer is a little different, but the hard water level has to be pretty darn low. We normally average around 20 grains per hardness, and they're going to want it down like around 5 or less.
Which is really important for maintenance, too. So, yes, they want it, but as a homeowner, you want it, too, because that's going to protect your investment for a long time. But what we do also find is sometimes people put in that water treatment, but then they forget to maintain the water treatment or put the salt in it or things like that. You got to maintain all of that. Very, very important.
And at one point, I don't know if it's still the same, but there are tankless water heater manufacturers that require a certain brand of water treatment equipment on it. So even if you had an existing water softener on it, you may have to put an additional descaler on it as well to keep that manufacturer's warranty. So it's a great feature. Endless hot water is wonderful. You just have to understand the additional cost. It's a lifestyle decision.
It
it's
is
not a
lifestyle. But I'll also share with you, we've had ours, and ours has lasted at least twice as long as our tank. And a lot less issues. When I go on vacation, it doesn't cost me anything. When nobody's using hot water. It doesn't cost anything. So there's an up and down side, right, to everything. And we're finding more and more people are much happier with that investment. It's kind of like investing into your cell phone or something else. It's not for everybody, but it is really very, very good. And then these days, it's much better these days. You know, 10 years ago, a tankless water heater was made differently, performed differently. Our gas venting is much easier now, so we don't always have to put in an expense into new gas venting with a tankless water heater. You can relocate it in different areas, so it could be less expensive to run those lines or electric, things like that. So it is customizable when we retrofit it, but we want to make sure it's the best for that homeowner.
So if it's lasting more than twice as long as your old traditional tank, well, then, yeah, on a long enough time scale, you would see that investment back. It's just not a today investment. It's a long term.
Yeah. And yeah, we've been told by realtors, I don't know if you've been told this, Romy, but realtors, homeowners buying homes really do like to see those tankless water heaters if they have them.
And they've really made a lot of improvements. Like Norris right now is coming out. Their heat exchanger now is going to go to a 25-year warranty. That's just unheard of.
25-year.
25-year.
So
is it golden?
And the replacement part. So if it does go out, you don't have to replace the whole tankless. You can replace just the heat exchanger. So they do have pop-in parts. It's not like the water heater goes bad and leaks. You pretty much have to throw that water heater away. On a tankless, if something leaks, it's not necessarily completely ruined. You may be able to make a repair on that.
And then one other water heater that you also supply and you have in your office is the plastic ones.
The Marathon. We love the Marathon. Very, very nice.
Takes up more space. You've got a lot more insulation in there, but you
heat
that
lifetime tank.
It's like a Yeti cooler.
Yes.
It keeps whatever's inside it at that temperature so much longer than the rest of the competition.
And we've turned them off in our shop for a couple days, and it's held its own. It's really good. The other thing is it's not going to leak. You know, it's a very, very good tank. If you want a tank for a lifetime, that's the Marathon.
Yeah, I put one in the shop, 50 gallons, and I regret that because I wish it would go bad because it's way too big. I don't need that much, but I'm not going to throw it away till it does go bad,
right?
But it's a lifetime tank. I may never get rid of it.
Yeah.
And one neat design that they had in the Marathon is the drain. The bottom of the tank, so many of the metal tanks, you see the drain that comes out of the side. This one still comes out of the side, but the way it's designed to the interior, it's a bowl. So when you do your regular draining, all the water gets out. On a one that's poked out of the side of a flat one, you always have that little bit that you can never get.
That's right. Very nice.
All right, we've got a couple callers and texts lined up. We'll run through a series of listener questions here at Rosie on the House right after this.